Hello everybody, it's MusicTall23, and this is a short list of examples of archaeological findings which corroborate the Bible. So, here's the first one. The remains of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah in the exact location of where the Bible describes it has been found near the southern shore of the Dead Sea, with unnaturally shaped structures covered in ash and balls of brimstone, and with piles of salt scattered throughout the sand. The Egyptian execration texts were fragments of pottery or stone which list the enemies of Pharaoh. The earliest of these texts are dated by Egyptologists between the 20th century and the 18th century BCE, and mention biblical places such as Dan, Aphek, Shechem, Tel Hazor, Akshaf, and Jerusalem. A papyrus dated from the reign of Sobekhotep III of Egypt has a list of slave names. Among the names is Shifra, which is the name of a Hebrew midwife, which is mentioned in Exodus chapter 1. At the city of Avaris, underneath the city of Pi Ramses in Egypt, which is where the Israelites were said to live, a tomb was found containing a statue of a person with a Semitic mushroom haircut with faded paint that showed red hair, yellow skin, with multiple colors of paint along the coat of this man. This tomb also contains no bones and is placed alongside 11 other tombs. This supports the description of Joseph and the other 11 sons of Jacob in the book of Genesis. Also in Avaris, artifacts such as bronze daggers, Middle Bronze Age Canaanite pottery, and burials of Semitic men sideways all shows evidence of a Hebrew presence in the land of Goshen. The Merwur, or the Great Canal, was a waterway built during the time of Amenemhat III at the Fayum Depression, which connects the Nile River to Lake Moeris, and this canal is also known as the Bar Yusuf, or the Waterway of Joseph. The archaeological evidence shows that the Semitic people living in Avaris left abruptly at the time of the end of the 13th dynasty of Egypt, prior to the arrival of the Hyksos. And about the same time, pits in Avaris have been found known as the plague pits, where bodies are piled without proper burial. At Jebel al-Lawz in Saudi Arabia, which would be the actual location of Mount Sinai in the land of Midian or Arabia, according to the Bible, hundreds of tools and pottery shards have been found, as well as petroglyphs of Apis and Hathor, a split rock and traced sandal landmarkers with an altar made of piled stones at the base of the mountain, thus providing evidence for the biblical story of the stay at Mount Sinai in the book of Exodus. In the city of Jericho, the walls were found to have collapsed around the 15th century BCE by an earthquake, and damage from fire at grain storages at Jericho has also been discovered. The city of Hazor in Canaan contains a palace which was burned down in the 15th century BCE, and there a cuneiform tablet bearing the name of Yabin was found, which is the name of the king of Hazor in Joshua chapter 11. Over 200 scarab seals have been found in Egypt with the name of a Hyksos ruler named Sheshi, which is also the name of an Anakite who was driven out of the city of Hebron by Joshua, according to Joshua 15. An Egyptian text from the reign of Amenhotep III, who reigned in about the 14th century BCE, according to traditional Egyptian chronology, mentions a nomadic people called the Shasu who worship Yahu, which would be the shortened form of the name of God in the Bible, Yehovah. The covenant standing stone, which the Bible says Joshua set up at Shechem, still remains in front of the ruins of the temple of Baal-Berith, which is the Lord of the Covenant, in Shechem at Tel Balata. An ostracon called the TT-99 ostracon, found in Luxor's tomb of Seneferi, contains Proto-Canaanite Semitic letters written for use as a mnemonic device. The ivory pomegranate is an ornamental artifact from the 13th century BCE, made out of hippopotamus bone, which bears an inscription in Paleo-Hebrew that says, "Belonging to the house of Yehovah, holy to the priest." This is important because Exodus chapter 28, verse 34, tells the priest to have a pomegranate as an ornament on the hem of their garment. Another pomegranate, this one made out of clay, was recently discovered in Shiloh, dating from the 12th century BCE. The Merneptah stele is one of the earliest known references to Israel. Traditional Egyptology dating puts this stele at about 1200 BCE at the reign of Merneptah, and in it references the conquest of Merneptah, saying that Israel is laid waste and his seed is not in one of the lines. The King James Bible leaves a Hebrew word, pim, untranslated because the word was unknown, and this is because it refers to a specific object, which we don't have a translation for, a type of weight mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 21. Several small stones were found weighing about 7.6 grams, each with the word pim written on top of it in Phoenician letters, and which date from about the 10th century BCE. Another weight from about the 10th century BCE was recently discovered near the Mount of Olives, with the Hebrew word beka written on it, which is another measurement mentioned in the Bible in Exodus chapter 38, as being half a shekel. A potsherd found in the city of Tel Safi, which is the modern name for the biblical name of Gath, mentions a name etymologically related to the Hebrew name of Goliath, which is Goliath, which provides evidence that this was the name used in the area at the time. It also dates from about the 10th century BCE. One of the Amarna letters, known as EA 256, is written by a king in Canaan named Mutbaal, which etymologically has the same meaning as Ishbaal, meaning the man of Baal, the son of Saul in the Bible, who was ordained as king by Abner in 2 Samuel chapter 2. Other similarities include that both Mutbaal and Ishbaal moved the area of rule after the death of their father to the Transjordan region. The Mesha steel, also known as the Moabite stone, was a 9th century BCE steel created by King Mesha of Moab, which claims that the god Chemosh allowed the Moabites to subjugate the nation of Israel. The text mentions Omri, the king of Israel, who was the predecessor to Ahab. In fact, the story contained in the Mesha steel itself describes the events in the Bible in 2 Kings chapter 3. And this text also contains a phrase which has been alternatively translated as either House of David or Balak, which again confirms both biblical characters. It also mentions the name of the God of Israel, Jehovah. Speaking of Balak, there's also something called the Deir Allah inscription, which specifically mentions Balaam, the son of Beor by name, who is a rebellious prophet in the book of Numbers. It also contains reference to Shaddai, which is the Hebrew word for Almighty. The Kirk monoliths are two Assyrian stelae from the 9th century BCE, which describe the Battle of Karkar during the reign of the Assyrian king Shalmaneser III, and which mention that Syria fought against Ahahabu Sira'ila, or Ahab of Israel. Also from the reign of Shalmaneser III is a black obelisk of Shalmaneser, a sculpture from Kalhu, which depicts a king offering tribute to the king of Assyria, with a description that identifies this king as Jehu, the son of Omri. Again, this is another king of Israel. The Melkart inscription, which also dates from the 9th century BCE, mentions Ben-Hadad of Syria, who is also in the Bible. The Tel Adan stele from the 8th or 9th century BCE is an Aramaic inscription which describes an Aramaic king fighting against two enemy kings, Joram the king of Israel and Ahaziah of the house of David. Now if the Mesha stele, or the Moabite stone inscription from earlier, is properly translated as Balak instead of house of David, this would be the earliest mention of the house of David. A late 9th century shrine found in the Sinai Peninsula, known as the Kuntalet Arjud, has inscriptions which talk about Jehovah, but also pagan gods and goddesses such as Baal and Asherah. This confirms the biblical story of the corruption of the Israelites worshipping Asherah along with the true god, Jehovah. The Nimrud slab is an inscription by the Assyrian king Adad-nirari III from the late 9th century BCE, which mentions the Assyrians subjugating the kingdoms of Edom, Philistia, and the house of Omri, which would be Israel. The Tel al-Rima stele is a stone tablet listing the military conquests of Adad-nirari III, dating from the early 8th century BCE, which mentions Joash, the king of Samaria. A clay seal dating from the 8th century BCE mentions Ahaz, the king of Judah, and identifies his father as Jotham. Another clay seal from the 8th century BCE was recently discovered at the Temple Mount with the words Yeshayahu Navi written on it. And the last letter of Nevi is missing, which would be the Aleph, but if the final Aleph was indeed there, this would make this inscription translated as Isaiah the prophet. An inscription written on a lintel in the area of Siloam to the entrance of a tomb in Paleo-Hebrew written about the 8th century BCE talks about the royal steward of the king, which fits the story in Isaiah chapter 22 about Hezekiah's steward Shebna building himself a great tomb. And also, the Siloam inscription is a passage in an underground tunnel known as the Siloam Tunnel in the city of Jerusalem, which is written also in Paleo-Hebrew. The purpose of this tunnel was to bring water from the Gihon spring to the pool of Siloam, and mentioned in 2 Kings chapter 20 and 2 Chronicles 32, and was built during the reign of Hezekiah. The Kalhu Palace Summary Inscription 7 is a clay tablet from the 8th century BCE during the reign of Assyrian king Tiglath-Pileser III, which mentions both King Jehoahaz and the land of Judah. From the annals of Tiglath-Pileser III, the text known as 3R9.350 refers to Menahem the Sumerian, who was a king of Israel. One fragment of the Nimrud tablet, 3R10.2:28-29, mentions both Pekah of Israel and Azariah of Judah. The Azekah inscription from the late 8th century BCE is a tablet from the reign of Sennacherib of Assyria, which mentions Hezekiah, the king of Judah. Another bula, or clay token, dating from the early 7th century BCE, has the name of Gemariahu ben Shaphan written on it, which is the name of the son of the temple scribe Shaphan, given in Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 10. Another clay seal found in Jerusalem from the 7th century BCE bears the name of Yehukal, son of Shelemiahu, son of Shebi, on it in Hebrew, which is another name of a biblical character mentioned in Jeremiah 37. An inscription from the early 6th century BCE found at the temple, or found at the Tel at Kirbet Beit Lehi, has an inscription written in Paleo-Hebrew with the earliest example of the word Jerusalem in Hebrew. And the text reads, I am Yehovah thy Lord. I will accept the cities of Judah, and I will redeem Jerusalem. Absolve us, O merciful God. Absolve us, O Yehovah. The Meset Heshavyahu Ostrakon is a pottery shard with an extensive description of the observance of the Sabbath dating from the 7th century BCE. The Ketef Hanom scrolls are two silver scrolls found in burial chambers near Jerusalem, which contain the priestly blessing from the Book of Numbers written on them. Ostrakon 18, also known as the House of Yahweh Ostrakon, is a pottery shard from the 6th century BCE, which references Jerusalem's temple. And now moving on to the New Testament, an inscription from the early 1st century mentions Pontius Pilate as the prefect of Judea. And although Pilate is attested outside the New Testament, with both Josephus and Tacitus, both Roman historians, talking about him, this establishes his existence even further. The Pool of Bethesda mentioned in John chapter 5, in verse 2, it specifically says that it has five porches, has been discovered with five porches surrounding it. And this is important because by the time of Hadrian in the early 2nd century, the temple had been changed into an Asclepion, or a healing temple dedicated to the pagan gods Asclepius and Serapis. It was no longer the Pool of Bethesda. This thus shows that that the Book of John was authored very early. The Nazareth inscription is an edict made by the Roman emperor himself against grave robbing or removing bodies from graves, which dates from the 1st century from the city of Nazareth, and this may have been Caesar's reaction to the resurrection of Christ. The temple warning inscription is a tablet dating from the mid-1st century from the Second Temple written in Greek, warning to pagans not to enter into the temple as to defile it. This is important because it supports the claim of the Jews in Acts 21 that Paul defiled the temple by bringing Trophimus into it. The James Ossuary is a box with an Aramaic inscription written on it that says, James, son of Joseph, brother of Jesus, referring, of course, to James, the brother of Jesus in the New Testament. So this is not an exhaustive list. There are a lot of other things I could go through, but for the most part, this covers a lot of events in the Bible. So thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.